After spiking last year, workers' compensation rates in Florida are set to decline. But some labor organizations contend the decrease doesn't go far enough. I'm Nick Evans. Last year, the National Council on Compensation Insurance made a startling announcement. Workers' comp rates needed to jump by almost 20%. It was concerned about two court cases, scrapping attorney fee provisions in state law. In the end, state regulators approved a modified request, increasing rates by about 14% instead. Now, the same organization says rates can come down, this time by about 9%. NCCI Executive Jeff Ettinger explains the change.
Specifically, claim frequency is down more than 8% in the last 2 years. And this is really the major driver behind the proposed rate decrease.
NCCI Senior Actuary Jay Rosen suggests claims are dropping because employers are making safer working environments a priority.
I think the contributing factors are a number: safer workplaces, enhanced efficiencies in the workplace, increased use of automation in the workplace, innovative technologies that have been implemented in the workplace have all combined to reduce the number of workplace injuries.
But Mark Toby, with Florida Workers Advocates, pushes back on NCCI's explanation.
The claim frequency has been a trend for the entire 21st century. From 2000, it has been with little hiccup here and there due to the Great Recession. The claim frequency has been pretty consistently going down.
The labor organization he represents argues the proposed 9.3% reduction in rates doesn't go far enough. Actuary Stephen Alexander says a 15.4% reduction makes more sense.
I recommend that you approve a 15.4% rate decrease for industrial classifications based upon a targeted underwriting loss of 4%, which is consistent with what the experience that has been in other NCCI states.
Alexander argues a projected loss is okay because insurance companies will make up for the shortfall through investment returns. Put simply, companies invest the money they collect from premiums, and those holdings begin generating income. Even though the company will eventually pay out slightly more than it originally collected, the returns those investments generated more than make up for the loss. It might sound precarious, but Alexander explains in other states, insurers were able to generate 18% pre-tax returns.
And you compare that to Florida, and Florida was about 26%, and that resulted in an excess profit of $1.8 billion.
Alexander argues that return might be great for insurers and their shareholders, but it's a drag on the Florida economy. State regulators are crunching the numbers, and they'll make an order on rates soon. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.